The people of this world seek strongly after spirituality, a connection of some kind with the infinite, or they are promoting their religion even with violence, and we see this throughout the world. Jesus has likened the people of the earth to sheep, and we are the sheep of his fold. That is the metaphor that Jesus used. But anybody who comes to us with a message that's not founded in Jesus Christ, his life, his teaching, his sacrificial death on the cross, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, our anticipation of him coming back again, the teachings of his apostles that are in the New Testament for us, anything that's other than that, we must ignore. Listen to what Jesus said. John chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, truly, truly, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You see, there's no other way but Jesus. And when we hear his call, and when we receive Jesus, something happens in us that we will not follow another. That's why people that follow Jesus will give their lives up for their testimony about Jesus. We won't follow another. We won't convert to another religion. And the only thing that people can do with us that want to force us is to kill us. But we know this. Our view is on eternal life that the Good Shepherd gives to us. And that's where our focus is, not in this life, but in the life to come that Jesus will give us, and we will not follow another. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for this he put within my heart, that I will not listen to another. I will follow Jesus only. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.